MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Volvo Cars South Africa will be shutting down some of its dealership networks from 19 to 7 across South Africa. The manufacturer says, and I quote, "The move reinforces Volvo's commitment to electrification, digitalization and sustainability, prioritizing a premium and consistent service through strategically located high-performing dealers," close quote. The move has not gone down well, though, more so with the more than 700 members of the Motor Industry Staff Association, representing more than 66% of Volvo's dealership employees. MISA has criticized the company for failing to consult the union beforehand. Sonia Carstens is Media and Communications Manager of the Motor Industry Staff Association, also known as MISA. And she joins us more so, Sonia, to tell us about when you became aware of the restructuring by Volvo Cars South Africa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us. MISA became aware after a media report was published. We picked it up and we then inquired from our members as to whether or not they were advised about this move from Volvo. We were quite shocked to learn that no one had any information prior to the announcement in the media. So apparently Volvo operates on a franchise ownership, and they've notified these franchises in January that they would be shutting down certain dealerships. But neither Volvo nor the franchises informed MISA in accordance with Section 189 of the Labor Relations Act. So when you are considering restructuring and there might be a possibility of retrenchments, in terms of our Labor Relations Act, you need to consult with the trade union to see what can be done to avoid possible retrenchments.
According to a media report, a spokesperson for the company said that they're working with the affected dealers to mitigate negative effects on jobs. And they argue that it's not even Volvo employees and they have no obligation to do so in terms of mitigating negative effects on jobs. Is that the case to date, that there's still been no consultation with the union?
There's still been no consultation with the union. Indeed, we've checked with our legal department this morning. We have been verbally informed that there's 13 MISA members that might be affected in Pietermaritzburg and Pinetown of a dealership. For the rest, we learned in the media that Volvo is saying that they will be accommodating the additional employees at other franchisees. So in other words, if I'm the franchise holder and I had a Volvo franchise, I might also, for example, have a Land Rover franchise, and I will then accommodate you working for the Land Rover franchise. That's just an example, but that's what they are intending to do. But that still does not mean it won't affect you. For instance, if you were earning commission on selling Volvos and you are unable to do so with another brand where you are relocated to, that will have a detrimental impact on you.
And so what then does this mean if you checked right up till this morning that there's been no word from either the franchisees or from Volvo? What happens now?
Well, from MISA's side, we are getting in touch with all the affected members. They are aware that they should contact us if there's unilateral changes to their conditions of service, unilateral changes to their salaries, etc. So we are communicating with the members and we will take the appropriate steps if the disputes arise from that. Unfortunately, Volvo is still in process, so it's not the end of the road. But what was also very disturbing to us is that they notified the franchisees that they would be closing the dealerships. And within 3 days, Volvo literally came, removed their branding, removed their stock, making it impossible for these dealerships to continue selling the brand. That's also shocking. One would expect of an international dealer such as Volvo to at least take into consideration that firstly, you need to afford the employer or the franchise owner the opportunity to get rid of that stock, to perhaps earn more money, to do what they need deem fit in the circumstances, and secondly, the trauma on the employees. One would like to see that these counseling services, etc. I mean, to hear that the dealership or the brand you're selling will overnight no longer be available in South Africa is a traumatic effect, and there's very limited branches that's going to continue. So from the 19 dealerships Volvo currently have, there will only be 7 left.
Absolutely. So as we speak, are you aware of any members of your organization or union of MISA that have had to not go to work as a result of this? Are people staying at home? Are people at home at the moment?
No, they are being accommodated at other branches, like the example I've used earlier. So they are basically waiting in limbo to see what's going to happen, because obviously after the cutoff date, and I believe that's the 1st of May, there will be people that might be redundant. Of the 700 employees we are in contact with, we know of at least 13 that there's no other alternative. They will be redundant after the cutoff date. So it's a wait and see game to see how they're going to be accommodated, with Volvo announcing once again in the media that no one will be affected.
So you say you found out through the media. So from the information that we have, we assume you have the same information as to why they're closing down. Have any of your members actually told you why they are closing down, outside of what we are both privy to from media reports?
Well, the reason is that, like all other dealerships in South Africa, so this is not limited to Volvo specific, but dealerships are struggling in South Africa. They've been struggling throughout 2024. And the reason for that is there's much more Chinese brands and Japanese brands coming into the country. It's value for money and you pay less. We know that people are struggling in the current economic situation. We know about the realities of interest rates, etc. So your expenditure, you have to think penny-wise as a household, where you're going to spend and where you're going to get value for money. And that influences the choices consumers make. But that's not the reality only hitting Volvo. It's hitting dealerships throughout the country. Mercedes-Benz has been in the media, having gone through the same thing, BMW as well. So it's not limited to Volvo only. We just don't see this drastic measures from the other dealerships.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon and helping us to make sense of that. Sonia Carstens is Media and Communications Manager of the Motor Industry Staff Association.